This is Casey Currents. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson. In the last few weeks, we brought you stories from some very important people. You rely on them to make dates, family nights out, and other special occasions go seamlessly. They're servers, and if they do their job right, you hardly notice them. Charles Ferruza reviews restaurants for The Pitch and is co-host of The Food Critics on The Walt Bodine Show. And he's also a former waiter. As he tells us, don't be too quick to dismiss the people bringing your food and your drinks. Charles told this story at I'll Be Your Server Tonight, a recent event at the Writer's Place.
So by the time I graduated from college in 1979, which as you can see, I'm very old, I had already gone through the School of Hard Knocks, thanks to 8 years in the restaurant business. Like many of you here, I started out as a dishwasher. So I worked my way up the ladder from busboy to salad prepper, line cook, food runner, waiter, and bartender. When I got my college degree, I thought to myself, hallelujah, Jesus, I will never have to carry a tray again. If I could have looked into a crystal ball that day, the day I graduated, I would have had a very rude awakening. I'd see that I'd still be working as a waiter and a bartender for another 15 years. But by that point, I had lost all my inhibitions about the restaurant business. Those inhibitions dated back to my family's generally negative impression of the restaurant business. My father thought all waiters were gay or alcoholic, or more likely, both. My mother thought that all waitresses were tramps and whores. But that's only because my perpetually unfaithful father slept with waitresses who were tramps and whores. My Uncle John felt that tipping was a communist plot, that all waitresses and waiters were Marxist pawns. My mother complained that working in restaurants after you reach a certain age, 25, was humiliating. But I have found in my 54 years that a little humiliation, like a dash of nutmeg in egg custard, is a good thing. It's one of the many skills I learned by being a waiter, where every shift was an exciting new challenge in diplomacy, tact, psychology, public relations, public speaking, masochism, sadism, comedy, drama, juggling, mind reading, and interpretive dance. Interpretive dance, you ask? You try, as I did working at the Athena on Broadway, to deliver a plate of souvlaki and kill a cockroach crawling across the table at the same time. Martha Graham couldn't have done it any better than I did. That's why I tell people that my education really started at the age of 14. That was the year I became a busboy at the International House of Pancakes at 14th and Meridian Street in Indianapolis, Indiana. My father was thrilled. He said that I was on my way to becoming a juvenile delinquent, and by working at the International House of Pancakes, I would become a model citizen. At the International House of Pancakes, I learned how to correctly inhale a menthol cigarette and make a marijuana pipe out of a jalapeno pepper. It's an art. I learned the meaning of life from three tough birds. These were three tough birds. They were career waitresses who were straight-talking, no-nonsense broads. They gave me the rules for life that I follow today. Rule one, treat everybody with respect and dignity, even if it f***ing kills you. That meant everybody, even the customers who scream at you, stiff you, make fun of you to your face. Yes, they are the scum of the earth. But they got to eat too, you know? And they might tip. I learned the art of Zen service from an old waiter in Philadelphia who revealed the secret of his blissful calm, even when waiting on monsters. He told me once, he said, I smile at them with the greatest love for them known to mankind. And much later, when I'm at home drinking a whiskey, I imagine them being hacked to death by savages and eaten by maggots. Rule two, and this is an important rule. I made this mistake many, many times in many jobs. Never ever lay your meat where you make your bread. Translation, never sleep with your coworkers in the restaurant business. Especially cooks and managers, because they're always married to hen-pecking hags who have driven them to drink and drugs. They deserve to be miserable. Never sleep with the other waiters because they all have big mouths and short attention spans. And for God's sake, never, ever have sex with a dishwasher. The dishes might be clean, but they never are. I'm telling you this out of personal experience. Rule 3, never bore your customers with the story of your life. And last but not least, rule 4, there really is such a thing as karma. There really is. Trust me. Someday, the customer who was so hateful to you, who sneered at you, dismissed you, gave you a lousy tip, someday that person is going to come back in your life and they're going to need a favor. That happened to me. I was a young reporter at the Sun newspapers, and who came in one day to talk to me at my desk but the very same hag who had been sitting at my station at the Athena, who had been so horrible to me, had been so rude to me, so hateful, and on top of everything else, she gave me a 5% tip. Maybe that person will come to you. She, of course, didn't recognize me. You know, waiters are, you know, once the people walk out of the restaurant, you are you're invisible there, but you're totally forgotten. She came in. She was so, so sweet. She just loved me. She said, you know, I want you to come to my house someday. I want you to come to my house, and I want you to come to the patrons' party for this event, that I'm giving you the press release for. And I said to her, thank you for the press release. Come back again.
Charles Ferruza now writes for The Pitch and is one of our food critics every third Friday on The Walt Bodine Show. He told his story at I'll Be Your Server Tonight, an event at the Writer's Place hosted by server and writer David Hayden back in January. Hear the other stories from this event on the Casey Currents page of our website.